Hidden Games: The Surprising Power of Game Theory to Explain Irrational Human Behavior. Authors: Moshe Hoffman, Erez Yoli. Publisher: MIT Press. Publication date: April 2022. Core proposition: why do humans engage in behaviors that seem utterly irrational? Why do people spend fortunes on luxury handbags? Why do victims of Stockholm Syndrome develop affection for their captors? Why do people help complete strangers? Traditional economics tells us that humans are rational actors who maximize their own interests subject to constraints. But behavioral economics has discovered that many human behaviors simply don't add up. So, who is right? The two authors of this book, research scientists Moshe Hoffman and Erez Yoli from MIT, offer a stunning answer. Behind humanity's seemingly irrational behaviors lie sophisticated game-theoretic strategies. These strategies were honed over the long course of human evolution, selected by natural selection. They are not irrational, they are hidden rationality, it's just that the rationality is invisible on the surface. Core Insight 1, Nash Equilibrium: Why No One Wants to Be the First to Break the Pact. The most important concept in game theory is called Nash Equilibrium. Simply put, in a game, if all players adopt the strategy that is best for them, and no one can improve their outcome by unilaterally changing their strategy, then that state is a Nash equilibrium. For example, in a workplace, if everyone works overtime, and you leave punctually, you look like you're not pulling your weight. So everyone feels compelled to work overtime. This is a Nash equilibrium. No one wants to be the first to break the, because the first person to do so will suffer. This perspective explains countless social phenomena: why workplace involution is hard to stop, why price wars, once started, won't stop, why people knowingly abide by certain unspoken rules yet no one dares to challenge them. The answer is always Nash equilibrium. Core Insight 2, Costly Signals: Why Showing Off is Actually a Rational Strategy. In animal behavior, there's a classic puzzle: why do peacocks grow such large, heavy tails? Isn't that basically advertising to predators, come eat me? The answer is surprising. Precisely because the tail is large and heavy, the peacock can send a credible signal to peahens: I'm strong enough to survive, even with this cumbersome tail, so my genes must be good. This is the costly signaling theory. In human society, similar phenomena are everywhere: buying luxury handbags, earning difficult certifications, showing off achievements on social media. The essence of all these behaviors is to pay a high cost to send a credible signal to others: I have the ability, I'm worth cooperating with. This is why cheap talk is never believed. If everyone could say, I'm very capable, that statement would contain zero information. Only when you pay a cost that others cannot afford will others believe you. Core Insight 3, Tit for Tat: Why Never Forgiving a Grudge is the Optimal Strategy. The repeated prisoner's dilemma is one of the most famous models in game theory. In this game, two players can choose to cooperate or defect. If both cooperate, each gets 3 points. If one defects while the other cooperates, the defector gets 5 points and the cooperator gets 0. If both defect, each gets 1 point. So, what strategy can win in a long series of such games? The answer is tit for tat. The rules are simple. First, in the first round, be nice, choose cooperation. Second, in every subsequent round, simply copy what your opponent did in the previous round. If they cooperated, you cooperate, if they defected, you defect. This strategy has 3 virtues. First, it is nice, it will never be the first to defect. Second, it is provocable, if someone defects against you, you will definitely hit back. Third, it is forgiving. As soon as the opponent returns to cooperation, you immediately forgive and cooperate again, rather than holding a grudge forever. This strategy explains why human societies evolved reciprocal altruism as a moral norm: people who help me, I help back, people who hurt me, I hit back. This is not some noble sentiment, it is the smartest game-theoretic strategy. Core Insight 4, Motivated Reasoning: Why We Always See What We Want to See. Have you ever had this experience? Faced with the same evidence, supporters and opponents reach completely opposite conclusions? This is not because one side is stupid, it's because humans have a cognitive bias called motivated reasoning. We subconsciously adjust our reasoning process to tilt our conclusions in a direction favorable to ourselves. From a game theoretic perspective, this is actually a very shrewd strategy. Why? Because if you analyze the evidence completely objectively, then reached a conclusion unfavorable to yourself, and honestly communicated that conclusion to others, you would lose in the game. Conversely, if you could reasonably reach a conclusion favorable to yourself, even if that conclusion is a bit of a stretch objectively, others would have a hard time accusing you of lying, because you can indeed produce a set of reasons to justify it. So, motivated reasoning is not a cognitive defect, it is a game-theoretic strategy. It allows us to maintain a facade of rationality while secretly adjusting our beliefs in a direction favorable to ourselves. Core Insight 5, Norm Enforcement, Why People Pay Costs to Enforce Norms. The last core insight is about norm enforcement. You'll notice that in many situations, people voluntarily pay costs to punish those who violate social norms, even when this punishment brings them no direct benefit. For example, seeing someone cut in line in public, many people will step up to stop it, even though this might lead to conflict. Or, seeing someone post racist remarks online, many people will spend time refuting them, reporting them, even though this brings them no actual benefit. Game theory's explanation is, enforcing norms is itself a cooperative behavior. If everyone is willing to enforce norms, society as a whole becomes more orderly, and everyone benefits. But if everyone free rides, unwilling to pay the cost of norm enforcement, then norms collapse, and everyone suffers. Therefore, those who are willing to pay costs to enforce norms are actually contributing to a public good. Cultures that give social recognition, likes, respect, to those seen enforcing norms can sustain this norm-enforcing behavior, thereby benefiting the entire society. Practical implications. For managers, this book provides a powerful mental framework. When you discover a mysterious behavior pattern in your team, don't rush to conclude that everyone is being irrational or broken. Try to think with a game-theoretic eye, is there a Nash equilibrium that has trapped everyone in this predicament? If so, simple preaching won't help. You need to change the rules of the game, for example, change incentive structures, change information flows, change communication channels so that everyone, under the new rules, spontaneously moves toward the outcome you want. For investors, costly signaling theory is an extremely useful analytical tool. When you evaluate a company's competitive advantage, ask yourself, has this company done anything costly that competitors couldn't afford to imitate even if they wanted to? If yes, that's a real moat. If not, this company's competitive advantage may be only temporary. For ordinary people, understanding tit-for-tat and motivated reasoning can help you better navigate interpersonal relationships and protect yourself. In interpersonal interactions, release goodwill first, but don't be a pushover. If someone betrays you once, you can forgive, but if they betray you again and again, you must also hit back decisively. This is not being petty, this is the rational choice that game theory tells you to make. Conclusion. Hidden Games is a mind-bending book. It tells us, human behavior is far more complex than traditional economics assumes, but also far more patterned than behavioral economics describes as irrational. As long as we master the tool of game theory, we can see through countless hidden games in daily life and make wiser decisions. Another strength of this book is, it doesn't just talk theory, it uses a game-theoretic lens to reinterpret a series of seemingly unrelated topics: sex ratios, power distribution, aesthetic preferences, altruistic behavior, norm enforcement. After reading this book, the way you look at the world will change subtly and profoundly. Finally, I'd like to quote a line from the book to conclude this summary: people may not be fully rational, but all behavior has a purpose. May you, in the complex interpersonal games of life, always stay clear-eyed, see through hidden strategies, and make the choices most advantageous to you.